With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern. I'm Jeff Clater, here again with J.G. John Groff. We're in the sanctuary of Messiah Lutheran Church, Grand and Pestalozzi in South City, St. Louis, Missouri. It's Thursday. The focus is my neighbors.
This winter on the Daily Pattern, we're in a series called One Word. Each day we'll take one word, a feeling or circumstance, and bring a word from God to it. Let the Word of God speak to your life.
Making the sign of the cross, I say, O God, I am marked by your name. May all who see me today know that you are my God and give glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite my Lord into this time and space. Jesus, you are the bread of life. I'm hungry for something more, but nothing else satisfies. I come to you empty and in need. Jesus, you said, whoever comes to me shall not hunger, whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Lord Jesus, all I want is you. I come to my God humble and sober-minded as I confess my sin. My God, why am I jealous of others when they have what I want? I compare and compete. I treat friends as rivals, neighbors as competitors. I'm discontent with my lot in life and desiring of theirs. Free me from rampant selfishness. Forgive my jealous eyes. inspire in me celebration for my brother and my sister. You have given me the best things in my life, and I want your best for my neighbor. No rivalry, no conceit, only love. Forgive me, Lord, and transform me.
Our reading today comes from Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it for you on the altar to make atonement for your souls. Our meditation today is on the word blood and is written by Allison Lewis. When you donate a pint of blood to the American Red Cross, you help save 3 lives. Don't worry, I'm not going to get into details of how and why, but if you're curious about donating, let's chat. Last year, I completed my 8th blood donation with the American Red Cross. This is a huge donor milestone. 8 pints equals 1 gallon. A gallon of blood. And a big personal accomplishment for me. You see, I'm quite squeamish. I can't stand to see blood in movies or on television, especially in hospital dramas. When my sister was in medical school, she wants to share gory details from the latest surgeries she observed. I have to walk away. But strangely, when I give blood, I squirm less. Being able to help others in a small way reminds me of the ultimate sacrifice that God made for you and me. In our reading today from Leviticus 17, the Lord describes the promised Savior and the purpose of his blood. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it for you on the altar to make atonement for your souls. Whoa, let's stop and reread that. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it for you on the altar to make atonement for your souls. The Lord gave the blood of his Son, his only Son, on the altar so that you didn't have to. Hymn writer Robert Lowry sums it up perfectly with his hymn, Nothing But the Blood of Jesus. It goes, "What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. O precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus." Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice for us so that we did not remain separate from God, caught up in our sin. He loves us so much that he was willing to die on a cross, releasing the lifeblood from his very body so that you and I could live with him forever. That's the kind of amazing God we have. Praise the Lord for this amazing gift. We pray. Dear Lord, thank you for sending your Son Jesus as the ultimate atonement for my sins. Help me to find a way to serve those around me each day. Amen.
Lord Jesus, you have been the bread of life to me in my life. You have been nourishment. You have been sustenance for me. And now I pray that also for my neighbors. Lord, I pray that you would give daily bread to all those around me, for my immediate geographical neighbors, those right next door, I pray, Lord. Lord, I pray for my community, my neighborhood, neighborhood association, my town, my city. Lord, I pray for neighbors who are hurting from broken families, from addiction, violence, abuse, poverty, sickness, injustice. Lord, I pray that you would give me the eyes of the Good Samaritan, not to walk on the other side of the road, but to see and to help my neighbor in need. Lord Jesus, you are the bread of life. And I pray that you too would be bread, sustenance, and life for all my neighbors. Help me to serve them this day. In Jesus' name, amen.